Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Stephen Kuhl is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, chartered financial analyst, responsible for financial institutions and strategic partnerships with Western Union Business Solutions, westernunion.com. Is that right? Did I say that right, Stephen?
You did. You nailed it, Jim.
That's how they can find out more about what you guys offer. We're talking about international business, folks, trade, the ability, the increased trend for trade to be coming down market, to be coming more granular, to be increasingly likely to be dropping in your lap any day now with an international opportunity. And the question is, are you going to be ready for it? Do you understand, if you're an American business, do you understand the power that's at your fingertips that you can claim by virtue of the fact that you belong to a country that owns the most powerful, the most valued currency in the world, the U.S. dollar? But there are steps that have to be taken, financial steps that have to be taken, Stephen, and this is what you guys specialize in, helping small companies and their small banks, community banks, which I love dearly, helping them work together. How do we make that happen?
Well, a couple ways. So as you cited, Jim, you know, we work collaboratively with financial institutions, both community banks and credit unions across the United States. And really what we try to do is kind of self-empower the financial institutions. And by that, I mean, we know in today's society, your earlier point on the digitalization, that small business owners don't want to be forced to walk into a branch or to telephonically necessarily access somebody to place a basic international payment or foreign exchange type transaction. So what we really do is, in a behind-the-scenes partnership way, provide the necessary systems, capabilities, know-how, et cetera, to empower a community bank or credit union to offer international payment and foreign exchange services via the latest technology, whether that's online through their own portal or through mobile applications, et cetera. We basically are the behind-the-scenes friendly provider, if you will, that that self-empowers the community banks and credit unions.
I'm convinced that with some of the new technology that's going to be coming down the pipe, like blockchain. I've talked a lot about blockchain on here. I think that's going to contribute to making trade more micro. And I think it's going, and I think that every small business owner that's not a, you know, if you're not running a diner or a dry cleaners or you're not, you know, laying blocks in your local community, God bless you, every one of you. But if you have a business-to-business model, you know, you're either going to be the principal or a subcontractor increasingly to somebody who's going to be doing business with trade, some overseas, some international business. And we don't need to be standing here like a deer in the headlights whenever that opportunity comes. When an RFP comes across your desk and it's an international execution, some international fulfillment, we need to be able, there's no reason for us not to be prepared for that, is there?
No, not at all. I mean, oftentimes, you know, international is viewed as something that can be intimidating. But, you know, in reality, actually, I think what's happening is really international and domestic are really becoming blurred. And your point on blockchain, obviously, that is becoming more formidable in kind of a way that binds it all together, if you will. So you have, you know, now that that global logistics and supply chain that you're able to monitor, you know, production or the inputs from beginning to end of the cycle.
That's right. That's where it's going to hit them first, I think. Stephen, I wrote three articles about blockchain that we've just published, and one of the things I pointed out is one of their first contacts with blockchain is going to be as a member of a supply chain. And the supply chain part of it is going to be new, but the financial part of it may be just like we've always done business.
Agreed. And, you know, I think, you know, Jim, on that, the blockchain, and I use that script kind of the ties that bind, because as we're describing here today, there's so much diffusion around the world in terms of, you know, global supply chains, many, many options, diversity of options with respect to, you know, supply chains. And really that blockchain is really has the potential, I think, to be the adhesive that brings it all together in a network, tightly cogent network way.
And so if I want to get prepared for this, when I talk to my banker, what do I ask them? What do I say to them? Hey, help me get ready for an international transaction. What would be? I've got about 45 seconds. What would be some of the first things we could ask them?
I think that number one is what sort of tools do they equip you with to access the international and foreign exchange marketplace? Mm-hmm. Do they provide you with the type of digital access all the way down to, you know, mobile, the power right in your palm, so to speak? That is one of the front and center questions that I would ask your community bank or credit union. Mm-hmm. You know, what sort of tools, technologies do they equip you with to access the international market?
If they can't answer that question properly, then obviously they need to contact. I mean, that's what you guys do at Western Union.
That's correct. We really work in tandem, if you will, with the community banks, credit unions. We kind of have an intertwined destiny in that regard.
So mention Western Union when you talk to your banker about these things, folks. Hey, Stephen, good job today. Come back soon.
Look forward, Jim.
Stephen Kuhl, ladies and gentlemen, with Western Union, westernunion.com. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.